Chapter 1. Welcome to the Experience Economy. Commoditized. No company wants that word applied to its goods or services. Merely mentioning commoditization sends shivers down the spines of executives and entrepreneurs alike. Differentiation disappears, margins fall through the floor, and customers buy solely on the basis of price, price, price. Consider, however, a true commodity, the coffee bean. Companies that harvest coffee or trade it on the futures market receive, at the time of this writing, a little more than 75 cents per pound, which translates into 1 or 2 cents a cup. When a manufacturer roasts, grinds, packages, and sells those same beans in a grocery store, turning them into a good, the price to a consumer jumps to between 5 and 25 cents a cup, depending on brand and package size. Brew the ground beans in a run-of-the-mill diner, quick-serve restaurant, or bodega, and that coffee-making service now sells for 50 cents to a dollar or so per cup. So depending on what a business does with it, coffee can be any of three economic offerings: commodity, good, or service, with three distinct ranges of value customers attach to the offering. But wait! Serve the same coffee in a five-star restaurant or a cafe such as Starbucks, where the ordering, creation, and consumption of the cup embody a heightened ambience or sense of theater, and consumers gladly